Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Well, the school year is winding down, such as it was or wasn't. The pandemic forcing millions of students and teachers to move their classes online. And one course that's proven tricky to teach remotely is science. Kate McGee from member station WBEZ in Chicago took a look at how teachers are making it work.
Back in March, Marcy Gutierrez and her first and second graders planted lima beans and grass seed for a unit about the life cycle of plants when Chicago Public Schools said they were shifting school online to prevent the spread of the novel coronavirus. She wondered how to continue when they wouldn't be together to watch the seeds grow. Then she thought of a solution for her students at John Hay Academy.
Why don't I send it home with them so they could do that at home?
She prepared little packages of dirt and seeds for the students to grow and post photos on their class website. Alex is one of those students. We chatted on Zoom recently, where he showed me what's happening with his grass seed.
This is the big one.
Oh, wow.
And this is the short one.
Alex and his mom, Cynthia Gonzalez, have been doing a lot of science and art projects at home since social distancing went into effect. Alex says he misses his friends and teacher. The only way he can connect with them is through his classroom website.
I saw some of my friends. It was Jordan, Kennedy.
Once I post one video, then seven others come right away, you know, in the next half hour. So I think that they're liking that engagement. They could see how their classmates are doing.
That's his teacher, Marcy Gutierrez, again. Across Chicago and the country, science teachers are getting creative as they take an extremely hands-on subject and teach it from a distance. And experts encourage science teachers to look at the students' environment at and near home as the new science classroom. Maria Varelas teaches science education at the University of Illinois at Chicago.
There's also lots of stuff that can be done in nature and in the world, right? Without any kind of sophisticated equipment, especially for younger children.
Just noticing birds or insects on a walk around the neighborhood can help students learn about their behaviors, and you don't need a device or internet to walk around the block. For older students, it can be tougher. Equipment is more expensive, and the topics are much more complex. Loyola University Chicago professor Carissa Hipscher teaches environmental chemistry. She says she was also lucky enough to send students home with supplies, piles of dirt and equipment for labs, which are now conducted on Zoom, like this one.
This wasn't an activity I had originally planned for us to do today, but obviously things had to change a little bit.
First, Hipscher plays a video demonstration of the lab.
So you should have your sand, pebbles, and large pebbles.
Then she splits students into small groups to complete the experiments. Students tune in from across the country, including Hannah Sather in Seattle and her lab partner, Tori Windham, who is in Wisconsin. They're measuring how porous different types of soil are when you add water.
Okay, yeah. We just pour it until it reaches the bottom.
Okay, cool.
The next lab requires students to gather a soil sample from their homes. They'll now have a wide variety of samples from across the country, which Hipscher is choosing to see as a silver lining during all this chaos.
We weren't going to get that kind of opportunity before, so kind of making something kind of cool out of it.
At the University of Illinois at Chicago, a human evolution class did a virtual scavenger hunt at the Field Museum of Natural History, where you can take tours of the museum on its website. One biochemistry class is studying reactions of carbohydrates at home using carbs students find in their kitchens. As the shutdown continues, or if online courses continue to be the norm in the fall for some schools, teachers need to think about new projects. Back at John Hay Academy, Marcy Gutierrez drove flower kits to her students' homes for the next unit on plant life. She was hoping students without internet could share what they grew once students returned to school. But now that won't be until the fall in Chicago. It's unclear if she'll even have the same students or what they'll be studying when they can reunite. For Here and Now, Kate McGee in Chicago.
What is clear? Teachers rule.